WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 40 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station City Council will be seeing representatives from the local cable and internet provider at a future meeting.
That's after seeing a video at last night's meeting. Homeowner Bob Reinhardt played what was caught on a surveillance camera. He says a technician who came out to check an internet outage put a tag on his door and stepped back to take a cell phone picture. Then the technician removes the door hanger and walks away.
They say that a picture is worth 1,000 words. This one's worth a whole bunch more than that.
Mayor Carl Mooney agreed with the request from Councilman Jerome Rectorick to review the performance of the local provider.
I've had complaints from several members in newer portions of our community that they're unable to get cable and internet service. And so hopefully we can cover that as well.
Reinhardt called on the council to bring in another provider.
This won't happen if you have competition.
The council is also told the state and not the city controls the franchise agreement. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
What led the Bryan School Board to offer former Superintendent Tommy Wallace a buyout remains a secret. A Travis County District judge has approved a temporary injunction as Wallace continues to pursue a permanent ban on what the Attorney General's office determined could be released. Those records, among other things, contains evaluations done by 4 central office administrators. According to Wallace's lawsuit, what's contained and what the AG decided could become public would damage his professional reputation. WTAW News, looking for a response from Wallace, discovered he has put a block on his Twitter account. A screenshot is online at WTAW.com. 2 weeks into her new job as the leader of A&M's Health Science Center, Carrie Byington was testifying before the State Senate Finance Committee about bad news she got on her first day at work.
As a new leader...
Your phone rang as well.
It did. As a new leader facing budget reductions of over $50 million on day one, I'm naturally concerned.
A&M System Chancellor John Sharp told the committee he remembered when he served in the Senate.
I remember when I was on this committee, I used to listen to all these people like me talking about, oh, the sky's falling, but the sky really going to fall if you pass it.
Dr. Byington says the Senate's proposal would cut $31 million from A&M's College of Medicine.
This level of reduction would end our ability to take 200 students per year. And it would jeopardize our ability to train the 800 students who are currently enrolled in our College of Medicine.
Dr. Byington also said one or more clinical campuses would close, along with the College of Pharmacy's program in College Station, and around 200 teaching and staff positions would be eliminated. The University of Texas talk of big and bold expansion into Houston is met with stern opposition from the highest-ranking member of the state Senate.
The dean of the Senate, John Whitmire of Houston, takes on UT Chancellor Bill McRaven for the purchase of nearly 300 acres of land that Whitmire calls an environmentally unsound field abandoned by the oil and gas industry.
There's a reason you're able to get 300 acres blocked up southwest of the dome, because no one else wants it.
Chancellor McRaven defended the move without explaining how it will be used.
And if you don't decide you're going to reach out and do something big and do something bold, then you no longer become a great University of Texas system.
The price tag for the land, over $200 million. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 40 degrees. Our text line is open, 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It was going so well up until then. Okay. All right, so do that again, just like, hang on, geez, right? Is it Friday yet?
It is.
Yeah.
Scott.
Okay. Let me see
it
here.
Is.
All right. We're
you ready?
No. Hell no. No. We're not even close to ready. Okay. Now we're ready.
I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money. It's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace and Company.
Hi, I'm Diana Wagner. At Ingram Wallace & Company, we take a proactive approach to tax services and provide our clients the taxation expertise they deserve throughout the year. Let us do the same for you.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
Let's do some weather now at 610. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Mostly sunny through the morning. It'll become partly sunny this afternoon. Highs are going to be somewhere between 55 and 60 degrees. Clouds, they're going to be moving through the area tonight, will drop down to about 35 to 40. Any cloudiness will give way to clearing tomorrow. It'll be breezy. Highs are going to be 55 to 60. Tomorrow night, clear, 35 to 40. Sunshine and breezy on Sunday. High Sunday afternoon between 60 and 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at some of the early commits for A&M football next season. Meanwhile, we'll preview the A&M and men's and women's basketball games coming up this weekend, and the Dallas Mavericks couldn't hold off Russell Westbrook and the Thunder. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, they're not the first team.
Nope.
But they're the latest team. Yes. Okay, so, by the way, it's the Chinese New Year this weekend.
Oh, really?
Ooh. Yeah.
Do you know which animal you are?
Sure. Do you?
I do.
All right.
I'm a dragon.
Brad, do you know?
I think, I want to say I'm a boar.
I don't know. Well, what year were you born, if you want to go ahead and tell us that?
83.
Okay, let me see. I can find, I've got a list. You know, it's sad, I've got a list of this stuff. You're a pig. Okay. Say boar. That sounds better.
Yeah. Well, that's what it said on a placemat at one of the restaurants.
Oh, that works.
And that's what they're for, after all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a tiger.
Nice. Yeah. Okay.
So anyway, we'll
a tiger, a dragon, and a pig.
That's it. All right. Well, but hey, I've got a song about mine. Okay.
See, oh.
Eye of the tiger.
That's
right. You don't ever hear Eye of the Boar, do you?
No.
And you went to console. Yeah. How quaint.
Yeah. Eye of the dragon. No. Back then, we really sucked. It didn't matter. No, you could have called them anything back then. They were horrible. Anyway, but we'll talk about all that Chinese New Year stuff in a little while. I don't know how long I've been doing this show. A long time. I got one of the scariest real stories.
Ooh.
Yeah, next hour.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the real thing, and it's just
like, is it going to give me nightmares?
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know
there
about
was
that.
No hesitation. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, if you think about it, you do. If you just go ahead and just go, never mind, then it won't matter.
Okay, but it's real.
It is real.
Okay.
All right. In the meantime, Russian roulette is now a next level bar game.
Oh.
What?
Video has surfaced from a bar in San Francisco that shows four people playing the game with tasers.
Oh.
I mean, really? Tasers.
At a bar? In a public place? How does that happen? Yeah.
Well, and how do you play Russian roulette with a taser? Well, it always works.
The gun makes a loud bang when it sends a shock, and there is a 1 in 6 chance of getting shocked.
People are dumb.
Person who shared the video said that the women featured in the video had a dispute at work and chose to settle it using the game. I'm just saying, because it's out there and it's available, people are doing it. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is the world we live in today.
The world we live in. Those people vote. Those people, most importantly, have telephones.
No.
They probably don't vote. They probably just protest.
Well, that's probably right. They were
got
out
a point
doing
there,
that.
Yeah.
Let's go settle it with a taser gun and play Russian roulette. Okay. Whatever happened to rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah.
Could have done that.
There you go.
Info.
Mason.
Must have been a couple of ladies who were not happy at all.
No.
At all.
Okay. Couldn't have, like, you know, nothing, can't play high card, something like that.
So, sure.
Anything other than.
Do that Italian game where you call odd or even and you throw your fingers out there. Whatever that.
I don't know how to play that game.
Oh, okay.
Y'all are no fun.
You love her to the moon and back, so treat your little lady to a night that is out of this world. Brenham National Bank presents the Daddy-Daughter Dance, benefiting the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley on February 3rd and 4th at the Hilton Hotel Ballroom. It's a night you will treasure forever, so make your reservations now by calling 779-5437 or visit cmbv.org.
News Talk 1620 WTAW 615. What'd you say the temp is out there?
40.
Yeah, I mean, it's chilly.
It's chilly.
Yeah, I mean, we can't complain. You talk to people who live in North Dakota, and they'd be laughing at us.
They'd be like, ooh, 40, that's yeah. shorts weather.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. I talked to a guy, he's going hunting this morning. He's happy about that it was finally going to be cold
right.
to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, it's, you know, it'll be okay, because by the end of the day, we'll be up to about, I don't know, 60 or so. Winds are only about 5 to 10, so... It's not so cold that you can't go do something that you'd planned
right.
to do anyway, which is basically what it's about, as long yeah. as it doesn't change your plans. Okay, here we go. It's the 27th day of the year. Wow, what do you know?
Oh.
It means they've got 338 of them to go. So it's January 27th. It is Chocolate Cake Day.
Mm.
Hey. Every time I think of chocolate cake, I think of the movie Matilda.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Which
yeah.
isn't the nicest no. memory of chocolate cake.
No.
But,
you know, chocolate. And, of course, there are any number of ways to do chocolate cake.
Mm-hmm.
Just whatever floats your boat. It's International Fun at Work Day.
All right.
We have fun every day at
we
work.
We do.
That's right.
We do. I think that there's an old video out there that Tucker produced.
Uh-huh.
There where he's going down the hall and people are doing fun things in their cubicles.
Oh, that's right.
That
yeah.
that was a few years ago
okay.
we did that. Anyway, and it's Punch the Clock Day for people who I guess have to punch
do
a clock.
Stone.
We,
okay.
on the other hand, don't have to.
No.
They just hope we show up.
Right.
All right. And we got birthday. Oh, no. Wait. It's Thomas Crapper Day.
Oh, that's an important day.
It is. It's the anniversary, strangely enough, of his death.
Hmm.
Crapper was the London plumber who promoted the modern flush toilet.
Ah.
But did not invent it.
Okay.
He held related patents, like one for the little floating ball cock. Remember when they used to have toilets that do that? Now
yeah.
they don't do that much anymore. But nothing for the flush toilet. And yeah, that's his name. Okay.
Yep, it's a real name.
It is. All right, birthdays.
Birthdays, we got Rosamund Pike is 38. She was in Gone Girl.
Uh-huh.
She's been in a lot of movies and stuff
oh, yeah.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
Jermaine Jackson Jr., son of Jermaine Jackson.
Of course, that's why he's named Jermaine Jackson Jr.
Exactly. What are the odds,
yeah.
right?
Yep.
He's 40.
Okay.
Patton Oswalt
oh,
is 48.
What? Oh, wait. I've got it. Let me, okay. Let me see if I can find it real fast.
Certainly you can.
No, I tried to, but it's got to go through 20,000 files
of
to get
course,
to it.
Yeah.
But that's okay. We found it. This is Patton Oswalt.
Can you take all those food items and pile them in a single bowl for me?
There you go. He's the famous bowl
famous
guy.
Famous bowl.
Ah,
yeah.
gotcha.
Yeah. He's very funny.
He is.
Tracy Lawrence, country singer, is 49.
Yeah, all right.
Alan Cumming is 52. He's been in a lot of movies.
Well, he was on The Good Wife.
Okay.
But the thing is, he's Scottish. See, he tries to talk like us. But if he's the host of Masterpiece Theater, too, and then he sounds like a regular person.
Then, you know,
like,
oh,
Scottish. Like a Scottish dude then. Yeah. All right, yeah.
Bridget Fonda is 53.
Oh, okay.
Keith Olbermann is 58.
He's just annoying.
He is.
Is he still got a job? Is anybody still paying that guy?
I don't.
Well,
I don't,
he made the birthday list.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
It says that he's a former SportsCenter anchor.
Well, but he did others. MSNBC. I mean, yeah. he's gotten run off from a lot of places.
Yeah, definitely. Frank Miller is 60. He was the guy who made Sin City and 300 and all those things. Mimi Rogers, Mrs. Kensington from Austin Powers.
Oh, yeah.
Is 61. John Roberts, 62.
Cool.
Yep. Supreme Court Justice. Pink Floyd drummer Nick Mason is 73.
Yeah.
John Witherspoon is 75. You would recognize him if you saw him. He was he's in movies like Friday and the Wayans Brothers television show and
gotcha.
Things like that.
Yeah.
And James Cromwell is 77.
Wow. He was in that movie about that pig, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was he was the farmer in Babe.
Okay. That's it.
Oh,
there you go. Yeah.
Babe.
All right. So now Saturday is Fun at Work Day.
But
today is International Fun at Work Day.
All right.
Okay, tomorrow is Fun at Work Day. But, you know,
so that's just for us here in America.
Right, because we work on Saturdays.
Yeah, if you don't have to work, then you probably don't have to celebrate it if you don't want
to. All right.
Blueberry pancake day if you want to.
I was going
to
say, I think I'm in that video that you were talking about earlier. Oh, are you? I think I'm playing guitar as he's walking
by. Yeah, that's Fun at Work thing. It's blueberry pancake day. I don't know.
Oh, I like blueberry pancakes.
Do you? Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just sometimes it's a surprise.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know that it's necessarily in there. And then, oh, look at that. Well, you know. And also, it's National Kazoo Day.
All right. Yeah. So that was an appropriate sound effect.
Of course
there.
It was. That's what we try to do from time to time. It's also Visit Your Local Quilt Shop Day.
All right.
Okay, so we'll do that. Mm-hmm. And the Senior Bowl, I know we'll all be watching that.
Of course.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's in Mobile, Alabama. That's the answer to that trivia question. All and right. again, Year of the Rooster and Chinese New Year, but again, more about that later.
Uh huh.
And
birthdays. We got Ariel Winter is 19. She's on Modern Family.
Yeah, the smart one.
Mm-hmm. Very funny. Elijah Wood is 36 and still looks like he's 17.
Yeah.
Nick Carter, 37.
Oh, I can't believe he's a huge crush.
37 from Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet Boys. Yep.
Speaking of Backstreet Boys from NSYNC, Joey Fatone is 40.
All sound the same.
I wonder if they ever did like a joint boy band birthday party.
Sure. Yeah, maybe. Should have.
Rick Ross is 40. Uh-huh. He's a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Catherine Morris is 48 from Cold Case.
Okay.
Sarah McLachlan is 49. And making a lot of money, making people cry.
That
from those,
one commercial.
From those commercials.
ASPCA, yep. Mm-hmm.
Barbie Benton from Hee Haw, 67. Mm-hmm. Mikhail Baryshnikov.
Do you still cry, or do you just change it?
No, I change
now
it.
I just change it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Who's watching commercials anyway?
I do wonder. That's true. But if there's, how much negative reaction has come from
that. Yeah, I mean, it's a wonderfully done commercial. It's very effective, after you've seen it once, you go,
No, I'm not going to watch it again.
Yeah, okay.
Baryshnikov.
Oh, yeah.
69 today.
Yeah.
And Alan Alda
is
81. Is tomorrow, rather.
Yeah, tomorrow. Tomorrow's the anniversary of We Are the World, that recording session, which they showed. Go back and look at that and see who those people. Kenny Rogers was like on the first row back when they did that. But again, it was 1985.
Yeah. Bob Geldof, right?
Yeah, exactly. Barnaby Jones with premiered in 1973. And a day that, of course, a lot of old folks remember, tomorrow is the 31st anniversary of the Space Shuttle Challenger blowing up. One of those, where were you when it happened? Deals. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, Bert. And then Sunday is Curmudgeon's Day. Hey. National Puzzle Day. Do what you want to there.
Okay.
Corn Chip Day.
All right.
And the Pro Bowl, of course, more exciting.
Woo!
Yeah.
All right. Got a full weekend ahead.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, birthdays.
Birthdays on Sunday. We got Oprah Winfrey is 63.
Oh, yeah. She's so rich.
Yeah. Definitely. And now she's got this thing about soup.
Yeah, we're gonna do that later. Yeah, we got food.
Let's see. Country singer Eric Paisley is 34.
That's what you say.
On Sunday.
Name a hit.
Paisley.
Name one.
Is it Paisley?
Paisley.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what I thought it was, but then someone told me it was Paisley. I don't know. Anyway.
I still don't know a hit song. Name one song that he had. Thanks.
Yeah. Adam Lambert is 35 on Sunday.
Okay.
Johnny Lang, 36. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Justin Hartley from This Is Us. He plays Kevin.
Okay.
He's 40. Nothing from Chelsea.
Kevin,
there?
Sorry, I was looking up Eric Paisley. You're right, it is Paisley.
It is? Okay.
Yeah. But Kevin, sorry. Oh, I was distracted. I was distracted. Kevin is
Okay.
Right. Now I'm all flustered for multiple reasons.
Okay. Then we got Sarah Gilbert is 42. She played Darlene on Roseanne.
Oh.
And I believe also she's been on Big Bang Theory too, right?
Oh, okay.
Yes. She's one of the nerds. Yeah. She's a girl nerd.
I thought they were all nerds.
No, Penny's not a nerd.
Okay. She's a mean nerd?
She's mean. Yeah, she's mean real mean to Sheldon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Heather Graham, 47 on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Paul Ryan also is 47.
Oh, Speaker of the House, dude.
That's right.
Yeah.
He sleeps in his office. I don't know if you know that.
We had that story this
week. Yeah, okay.
Greg Louganis, 57, mm-hmm. Olympic gold medalist. Judy Norton Taylor is 59. She was Mary Ellen on The Waltons.
Mm. Sure.
Mark Singer, 69. He was the Beastmaster, if you remember those movies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tom Selleck going to be 72 on Sunday.
Wow. Let that I love him.
Let that sink in.
72.
Love
72.
Him.
Now, is your mom a big Tom Selleck fan?
Yes.
Oh, see,
yes.
See, understand, this guy has transcended generations.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah,
that's
right.
That's pretty interesting. There aren't a lot of guys who could do that.
And, you know, I was on the USC's campus a couple years ago, and his name is on both the basketball and men's volleyball, like, Hall of Fame wall.
Well, you know, his daughter came to look to go to school here.
Oh, really?
Yes, because she's an equestrian person.
Okay. Yeah.
Doesn't matter because it didn't happen, but, you know, nonetheless. Yeah.
And then Catherine Ross is 77.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
from The Graduate.
Yep.
Okay. That was the girl who Dustin Hoffman fell for. You know who she's married to?
Who?
Sam Elliott.
Oh.
Yeah, the guy who does the Dodge commercial.
Yeah,
okay.
That's
that,
right.
That voice
guy
right
with
there.
The voice like this.
That's the one. All right, 625.
Your Morning Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Breitbart reporting that a local Texas radio station is no longer going to play Madonna's songs after her vile rant at the D.C.'s Women's March last weekend. Now, the aging pop singer went on this profanity-laced tirade while speaking at the march, where she went on to say, "Yes, I'm angry. Yes, I'm outraged. Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House." Well, according to Texarkana's classic hit station, Hits 105, well, the station is taking all Madonna songs off the air in the station's local programming indefinitely following the singer's comments over the weekend. Now, Hits 105 general manager Terry Thomas said, quote, "Banning all Madonna songs at Hits 105 is not a matter of politics. It's a matter of patriotism."
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Transition seamlessly from presentation to meeting and from work to home with the Dell Latitude 13 7000 series, the laptop that takes care of business. The powerful performance and incredible battery life from this reliable business class PC featuring Intel Core processors. It lets small business employees do their best work wherever it takes them. So learn more at Dell.com/radio. That's Dell.com/radio.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. California plans to ask a judge today to block a lawsuit by chemical giant Monsanto seeking to quash labels on its popular Roundup weed killer that warn its main ingredient could cause cancer. Monsanto rejects any health risk of its top-selling herbicide. It argues that the state unconstitutionally stakes its claims on an international health organization based in France. Monsanto is facing dozens of cancer-related suits. Canada's AltaGas has reached a $6.4 billion deal to buy WGL Holdings Incorporated, Washington, D.C.'s natural gas utility, more than tripling its customer base. WGL, which will continue to operate as a standalone utility based in the U.S., runs Washington Gas, which currently serves more than 1 million customers in the D.C. metro area. UBS continued to slash expenses in its latest quarter and enjoyed a boost at its U.S. wealth management unit, helping the Swiss bank post a higher-than-expected profit. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a little changed open. That's Your Money Now.
The word on the street says we're in for an economic boom, so don't let your business get left behind. If you've been putting off building, now is the time to call General Steel. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price if you call now. For example, a 50-foot by 100-foot building is still under $39,000. Imagine 5,000 square feet for under $39,000. This building is designed for your needs, no wasted space. And you get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. You can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. construction by calling General Steel today. That's as much as half. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great. Call 866-95-STEEL. It's not too late, but you need to call today. That's 866-95-STEEL. 866-957-8335.
Good morning, Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620 WTAW. 629. Let's do some weather. Brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
A partly to mostly sunny day shaping up for the region. Temperatures today up to about 55 to 60 degrees. Overnight clouds will be increasing and nighttime lows will end up between 35 and 40. Any clouds will give way to some sunshine tomorrow. We're breezy, 55 to 60. Clear, 35 to 40 tomorrow night. Sunny and turning milder for Sunday. By Sunday afternoon, we should be somewhere between 60 and 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Anyone who has a business or is starting a business should know three important rules of business. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up, if you're stressed out about credit card debt, medical bills, or collection accounts, there is help. For over 20 years, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit organization, has helped thousands of people get out of debt. And their number one source of new clients is referrals from existing clients. Call now and find out what Family Financial can do for you. Call 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states, not a loan company.
I believe in you. Just four simple words. But to a child in need, they mean the world. When you become a child sponsor with Save the Children, you're saying, I believe in you. You're worthy of good nutrition, quality health care, and education. I believe in you. Just four simple words that can bring hope, that can change a life. Because when you believe in a child, you empower them to believe in themselves. Visit sponsor.savethechildren.org today and tell a child in need, I believe in you.
If you have a business or are starting a business, you may want to consider three rules to running that business. Rule number one,
focus on better before cheaper, which is to say, don't compete on price, compete on all those dimensions of value that aren't price.
Michael Rayner, author of the book, The Three Rules.
Don't make a cheaper widget, make a better widget. I'm not going to suggest that somehow someone out there hasn't suggested that might be a good idea. What I would like to argue, though, is that we're able to provide evidence that systematically companies that focus on non-price value are far more likely to deliver exceptional profitability than companies that focus on price-based value.
Rule number two is to focus on revenue before cost.
Now, the reason that's important is that it could have gone the other way. The profit equation is very simple. Profit equals revenue minus cost. And the math doesn't care whether you increase profits by increasing revenue or by decreasing cost. But it turns out that reality does care. Companies that drive profits by increasing their revenue are systematically more profitable than companies that drive their profits by decreasing their costs.
So rule number one is better before cheaper. Rule number two is focus on revenue before cost. And rule number three,
perhaps somewhat ironically, there are no other rules. And what that means is that you should be willing to change any and everything in order to stay true to those first two rules.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:33. It's 40 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station's cable and internet provider was in the spotlight at last night's city council meeting.
During citizen comments, homeowner Bob Reinhardt shared his experience with customer service about why the internet at his home had been disconnected.
And I inquired, why was my internet service disconnected and why didn't you at least tell me? When I finally got to talk to a technician or a service provider, he said that they had left a note on my door telling me and giving me a special phone number to call.
Then Reinhardt showed his security video of who he says was the technician who went to his house.
Oh, no way. Love the pictures.
That's the reaction of Mayor Carl Mooney after seeing Reinhardt's technician put a tag on his door, step back to take a picture of the tag with his cell phone, then removed the tag and walked away. Mooney and Councilman Jerome Rectorick were among those sharing complaints. But the city's director of information technology, Ben Roper, says the city no longer has control.
That was taken away from the city's authority, and it's now at the state level.
The council will have a future workshop on cable and internet options, and the current provider will be asked to be part of the discussion. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Former Bryan School Superintendent Tommy Wallace can continue blocking the release of records he says will damage his professional reputation if they become public. That's after a Travis County District Judge Thursday afternoon approved a temporary injunction in Wallace's lawsuit against the Texas Attorney General and Bryan ISD. Wallace continues to pursue a permanent ban against the AG, which determined some records could be released. The only comment from Bryan ISD was a statement quoting, "We are awaiting a final resolution of this matter and hopefully soon." Looking for a response from Wallace following Thursday's court hearing, WTAW News discovered Wallace has blocked his Twitter account. The first day on the job for the new leader of the Texas A&M Health Science Center, she learned the state Senate wanted to eliminate funding special items. That means cutting $50 million from her budget, including $31 million from the College of Medicine.
Medicine would temporarily or permanently close one or more of our clinical campuses. The College of Pharmacy would close the College Station program. We could expect reductions of approximately 200 teaching faculty and staff across the health sciences.
Dr. Carrie Byington told the Senate's Finance Committee that would end the ability to take 200 students per year and jeopardize the ability to train the 800 students now at the college. President Michael Young told the committee special item funding goes towards the university's cyclotron.
Cyclotron is really one of the small number of cyclotrons in the United States. We not only use it, it leverages up our research grants and allows us to do remarkably sophisticated work, but it's also used by a number of companies here in the state.
Galveston's Sea Grant program is also funded by special item money.
The Sea Grant program is similar in some ways. Not only helps us spread the word about the interest in science throughout the state, it's really a statewide program. It's helped us save some of the maritime fishing industries in the state. It's been extremely valuable. And again, the contribution the state makes actually leverages up very considerable federal dollars that support that program.
A&M System Chancellor John Sharp, who served on the committee, said the sky is really going to fall if special item funding is eliminated. The day after the A&M presentation, the Senate Finance Committee had significant opposition to the University of Texas System's $200 million expansion into Houston.
State Senator John Whitmire first attacked the secret purchase of the 300 acres southwest of the Dome.
It's environmentally unsound. This is nothing but you, in my judgment, bailing out some land speculators.
Whitmire even calls the plans fiscally irresponsible.
Taking valuable resources that need to be used, whether it be Austin, Galveston.
UT System Chancellor Bill McRaven defended the acquisition as a big and bold risk.
If I am not able to demonstrate that moving forward with this project is of value to the University of Texas System, then I'll follow the direction of the Board of Regents.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
And there's a third lawsuit against Baylor over the school's handling of sexual assault allegations involving the football team. A former financial aid officer, Lynn Kenyon, filed the federal lawsuit claiming Baylor fired her in retaliation after she sought to reinstate a football player's scholarship. Kenyon argues Baylor violated federal Title IX protections when she was fired last year. The lawsuit says the unnamed football player filed an appeal after Baylor revoked his scholarship under the claim he wasn't truthful about his academic standing at a prior school. Kenyon says Baylor had also raised concerns about a sexual assault claim against him. Kenyon was chairwoman of an appeals committee that determined the claims were unsubstantiated. Baylor says in a statement that her lawsuit is without merit. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 40 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, we believe that the relationship between a doctor and a patient should be just that, a relationship. So when 9 out of 10 patients rated our physicians as excellent in a recent survey, we know the reason. Because when we focus on the little things, it makes the biggest difference in your care. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org. Results based on HealthStream survey of CHI St. Joseph Health patients collected between April and June 2016.
Tired of playing chauffeur for your team, but you're not sure how you're going to be able to fit driver's education in with their busy school schedule? Well, with Safeway Driving, you no longer have to wait until summer to get your teen on the road to driving safely. Safeway's online courses saves parents 32 trips to the driving school and allows students to work at their pace and on their schedule. With the highest trained instructors in the state, you'll have the peace of mind that comes from knowing your student is getting the best driving training in the industry. Enroll today online, SafewayDriving.com, or call 844-DRIVE-SAFE. That's 844-374-8375.
Let's do some weather at 6:39. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Mostly sunny through the morning. It'll become partly sunny this afternoon. Highs are going to be somewhere between 55 and 60 degrees. Clouds, they're going to be moving through the area tonight, will drop down to about 35 to 40. Any cloudiness will give way to clearing tomorrow. It'll be breezy. Highs are going to be 55 to 60. Tomorrow night, clear, 35 to 40. Sunshine and breezy on Sunday. High Sunday afternoon between 60 and 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, A&M football is looking at 9 promising new early commits for next season. We'll take a look at a few. Meanwhile, the A&M men's and women's basketball teams have some upcoming road contests this weekend, and the shorthanded Mavericks fell to the Thunder in OKC. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, we'll talk politics, but about expecting an important phone call in just a moment.
Ooh, okay.
Stuff that we had talked about earlier. While we're waiting on that, you know, we did have some stuff from the hearing in the Senate Finance Committee.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a phone call.
Okay.
Good morning.
Pretty good timing there, wasn't it?
Yep. Who's this?
This is Sharon.
Yep.
Calling back.
Yep. Sharon, Sharon called me during the break, and I said, no, you must tell this story on the air. Go, Sharon.
Okay. I work in the athletic department,
mm-hmm.
and when Tom Selleck and his wife Jillian and their daughter came to tour campus, they came up to the academic center over there and looked at everything, and I was asked that if I could take them around the football area, the football side.
Think about this, folks. She's getting to take Tom Selleck to tour Texas A&M's athletic facility.
I am so jealous.
Oh, and it's just like you, Chelsea. My mom was absolutely, that is her man.
Oh.
You know, just crazy
yep.
about it.
Yep.
So I'm thinking, oh, I got this. I'm cool. Because I didn't want you taking pictures. You know, it's supposed to be about the daughter.
Right.
Sure. Yep.
So I go over there and I'm waiting for them and I'm talking to one of the girls there and I said, oh, this is okay. It's not a big deal. And I turn around, and he's walking down the hall towards me, and I lost it.
Oh.
I mean, I just like, oh, my God, it's him, and he's beautiful.
It's that mustache. Oh, that mustache.
He's even more beautiful, but he's so charming and just so down to earth and sweet, and his wife was beautiful, but we don't need to, you know, go into
yeah,
that.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
And I don't remember the daughter's name, so I have no idea.
Oh, Sharon, you just made my day.
Absolutely wonderful. And yes, Chelsea, I just had to call and tell you. Yes,
thank you so much for calling.
Did you know the day that he was coming in, or this really was just, hey, Sharon, come on, do this?
Oh, no, it was just, hey,
wow.
He's coming today, and yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll go do it.
All right. So what was the linchpin? I mean, if we had the new equestrian center then, she'd have come here, right?
She never did equestrian.
Oh. Is that
she
right?
She did not go. She didn't even do equestrian anywhere.
Oh, interesting. So mm-hmm. it ended
yeah.
up being an academic thing. Wow, okay.
Well, I don't know if she just didn't really want to just – she made up her mind that that's not what she wanted.
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
But it's not like we lost out to another school.
Yeah, I understand.
So,
okay.
And I don't know if she ended up going to UCLA, you know,
yeah.
like
yeah.
he did or what.
Yeah,
or
USC.
Hey, mm-hmm. listen, thanks, Sharon. I really appreciate the call.
Thanks for calling,
so
Sharon.
You're welcome. Okay. It was a lot of fun. Okay. Y'all have a fabulous day. I love y'all every right. day.
Thanks, Thank Steve. You. Bye-bye. And
oh, that is so cool.
Well, and here, I forget, down I think on the third floor is the lady who has a picture of Tom Selleck.
Yes. yes. from his, and you and you see it when you go up in the elevator.
I told you, like, whenever I, you know, I left for a couple of years from Bryan Broadcasting, and when I came back, the first thing I noticed when I came up the elevator was that Tom Selleck picture there, and it just, it comforts you. You know?
I really want it.
Yeah, some things never change.
Or I need to know where she got it.
72 years old. That's fun.
Oh,
that's,
man.
Yeah,
well, it's cool. Funny. When I was at, I was in Tuscaloosa with volleyball when they were playing Alabama one year, and Trent Dilfer, who used to play in the NFL and is now, his daughter was visiting Alabama as a possible volleyball recruit, and I remember seeing him in the gym and thinking he looks really familiar, and then going, oh my gosh! And you know, granted, that's nothing compared to if I had seen Tom Selleck.
But still, that's
they have kids too.
That's right. Again, those kids have to go to school to decide what they're going to do with their lives. All right, so maybe the president of Mexico won't come see Donald Trump after all.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, but you know, look. I know that this causes a tense situation for the State Department. They're all tied up in knots over this. But, you know, what happened is he's talked about, well, maybe putting a 20% tax on imports from Mexico, which, you know, the folks in Mexico probably wouldn't like that too much.
Yeah.
But as Sean Spicer, as his job, told reporters, our job right now isn't to roll something out to be perspective.
Mm-hmm.
It's to show that there are ways that the wall could be paid for. Mm. Full stop, that's it. So there. And then Donald Trump's chief strategist. I love this. His name is Stephen Bannon, and he was very controversial when he got the job. Didn't hold back on an interview with the New York Times while lashing out at the media. He called the press the true opposition party. In an interview published yesterday, he said, the media should be embarrassed and humiliated, keep their mouth shut, and just listen for a while. The media is the opposition party. They do not understand this country. They do not understand why Donald Trump is president of the United States. And again, you don't have to agree with everything Trump says, but the media does need to understand he is the president.
Right.
Yep.
He is, which means there are a lot of people who like this.
And I don't feel like that has sunk in for everyone quite yet.
Yep.
And he's going to be for the next 4 years.
Well, and that's what's funny about all the protests and everything is, like, does anybody think that that's going to change? Do they think that there's still time?
No. He's in, guys. He's in.
Yeah. Yep. These media people sit up there and they drink $75 bottles of wine and they eat these really fancy hors d'oeuvres and they think they know flyover America. And they don't. They don't know how they think. Or they do, and they just think, well, they're stupid. They're not smart enough to know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
when they apparently think that there's less of us around than there are.
Yeah, yeah. You're right. Yep. Trump has scrapped. Did we get any tweets?
We could. I have a couple that I could read.
If they're not any good, they want to go over.
No. He had one that was definitely worth.
All right, hang on. Then we have to have the. And you know, we got to tie this into, like, hail to the chief now, maybe in
Trump tweets.
But anyway, let's go.
So yesterday he tweeted, "The U.S. This is about Mexico. The U.S. has a $60 billion trade deficit with Mexico. It has been a one-sided deal from the beginning of NAFTA, with massive numbers of jobs and companies lost. If Mexico is unwilling to pay for the badly needed wall, then it would be better to cancel the upcoming meeting."
Yeah. Which he did.
Then he retweeted something about the Miami-Dade mayor, and he said, "Miami-Dade mayor drops sanctuary policy. Right decision. Strong."
Good.
I just like his random one words with exclamation points.
Sure. Well, because there are other cities who have decided they're going to. I mean, the mayor of Seattle said, "I'm going to spend our last dime to make sure these people can be protected." Give me a break.
Yeah.
All right. So, is that it?
That's it.
Okay.
Yep.
So now, you heard that the Senate testimony was going on this week, the Texas Senate Finance Committee, and Chancellor Sharp was speaking actually earlier this week, and Larry Taylor is a state senator. Here's how things started in the hearing.
I think Senator Betancourt was telling us you're sort of a job hopper.
The what? I am. Sometimes not by choice.
See, he lost a couple of elections.
Yeah, I could have been energy secretary, right?
Because he ran for governor, and he didn't make it. And so he could have been energy secretary is what he's saying. The crowd loved that.
Wow.
Oh, somebody in the background going,
yep. Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, and he could have been on Dancing with the Stars, too. So, yeah, so they had a little fun in Austin this week with the Chancellor. And, yeah, that's some stuff that you don't normally get to hear, but I think Bill brought that out and played it yesterday at 5 o'clock, and we wanted to share. All right, 648.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. 2017 is a different kind of year. The IRS is making decisions for you. If you are getting a tax credit, refunds won't be dispersed until February 15th. If you're frustrated and not sure what to do, come see us at Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have options for you. Call us at 691-2345 or drop by. And thanks again for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 13 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Those of us who give gardening advice for a living sometimes speak in horticultural shorthand. Buy a quality shade tree, we say, and yet we don't really explain what that means. This is a great time to be thinking about new trees for your landscape, so let's talk about what makes a tree great. I'll be back with details right after this message. Get ready for gardening season 2017 with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Order by calling my office during the weekdays, 800-752-GROW, or order it at neilsperry.com. This is the book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. I self-published this book. It was printed in San Antonio. It's hardback. It's on the best paper available. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Not on Amazon, not in stores. If you go there, you'll find the old book from 1991. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Every book goes out signed. It's only $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Are you willing to bring in 75 dump truck loads of some exotic soil just because a tree won't grow without it? Well, hopefully you're not willing to do that. That's a little too much expense and trouble. Trees' roots spread far and wide, so even if you prepared a little planting hole with perfect potting soil, the tree would eventually have to grow in the factory equipment soil that came with your property. Choose a tree with proven durability to your soil. How about adaptability to local weather? Is that important in making a tree great? Yes! You're not going to build a conservatory just to give your new tree perfect weather. Indeed, that tree's going to have to cope with what comes naturally in your area. Heat in the summer, cold in the winter, drought, periods of wet, soggy soils. That's all part of the Texas experience. And then there's the appearance. You want a handsome tree. Nobody gets into the nursery and asks for the ugliest, messiest tree for Texas landscapes. That's why nurserymen don't sell catalpas, box elders, or hackberries. Nobody would buy them. If the tree you're considering will be good looking at all seasons, that's what you want. Ask about special features like spring flowers or fall color. Perhaps it will have special bark appeal in the winter, but still it needs to look good all the time. And then there's pest resistance. This is where a lot of our common shade trees score down. You don't want to buy a tree that will have a short and hard life. Ask questions of your Texas Master Certified Nursery Professional as you're buying your tree. You'll hear people referring to trash trees, and that's because they're the species that are most likely to become infested with something. You want a tough old boot of a tree, one that stands up to the adversity and shuns it away. And finally, rate of growth. I put this at the end of my list because I'd rather have a durable, good-looking tree than just solely one that grows fast. Fast growth really isn't much of an asset. What trees are best? Well, I think live oaks are great over almost all of the state of Texas, and Chumard red oaks. In East Texas, the southern red oak, chinkapin oak, and burr oak are outstanding oaks, so there are four good ones, and in East Texas, water oak and willow oak as well. Cedar elms are wonderful plants. They're upright oval. They get 50 feet tall, 40 feet wide, small leaves, fine textured twigs, and they're beautiful. That's cedar elm. Pecans are the largest of our shade trees. You want to choose a variety that's well adapted to your area. And finally, Chinese pistachios, the big lollipop-shaped trees that have beautiful fall color. Those are some of the best. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:54. Well, for A&M football, nine standout players have signed financial agreements with Texas A&M and are enrolled for the spring semester, Aggie head coach Kevin Sumlin announced. Among those enrolled at Texas A&M for the 2017 spring semester are four-star wide receiver Jamon Osmond out of Houston, quarterback Connor Blumrick of Pearland, and quarterback Kellen Mond of San Antonio. Also for A&M, a record 335 student-athletes were recognized for making the AD Honor Roll for achieving a grade point average of 3.0 or better in the fall of 2016. The overall number is a new record and marks the third semester in a row to establish a higher mark. For A&M men's basketball, the team takes on number 18 West Virginia tomorrow in Morgantown. Tip-off scheduled for 11 a.m. with pregame set for 10:30, and you can catch it all on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Meanwhile, the women head to Starkville to face Mississippi State on Sunday at 3 p.m. Pregame for that one will be at 2:45, and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Elsewhere in college basketball, John Davis had 19 points, and Charlotte rallied from a 14-point halftime deficit to beat North Texas 82-81 last night. The 49ers had six players score in double figures and made 17 of 18 free throws in the second half, including all 13 in the final 3 minutes when they rallied to take the lead. Meanwhile, in Spokane, Washington, Nigel Williams-Gaw scored 25 points as undefeated and third-ranked Gonzaga routed San Diego 79-43, clearing one obstacle to a possible number one ranking next week. Jonathan Williams added 13 points and 12 rebounds for 21-0 Gonzaga, which has the nation's longest winning streak at 21 games. In the NBA,
Russ has 12 on the shot clock. Will he take another shot? We'll see. Guarded by Finney-Smith. Wide left, arcs to three. That's up. He got a finishing touch, Trey, and skips back. The force with 45, including 17 fourth-quarter points. You got to love it, baby.
Russell Westbrook scored 45 points to help the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the shorthanded Dallas Mavericks 109-98 last night. The NBA scoring leader made 16 of 29 shots after being named an All-Star Reserve earlier in the night. He had 8 rebounds and 3 assists. Out on the ice, Patrick Sharp scored twice for the second time in 5 games, and the Dallas Stars rallied from an early 2-goal deficit to beat the Buffalo Sabres 4-3 last night. Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin also scored for Dallas, which stopped a 3-game losing streak. For NASCAR, Michael Waltrip says next month's Daytona 500 will be his last NASCAR race. Waltrip is a 2-time Daytona 500 winner, and the February 26 race will mark his 30th career start in the Great American Race. And in San Diego,
well, Tiger Woods for his bogey inside the right edge, and that drops, so Tiger will head to the second plus one.
Tiger Woods starts second round play at the Farmers Insurance Open, 11 shots behind leader Justin Rose. Here's Woods.
I know that the ovations were awfully generous and they were very nice, but I was so focused on hitting the ball up that right side, not in that left bunker. I know people are being very nice, they were cheering, but to be honest with you, I was grinding so hard to put the ball up the right side of that fairway.
In his first PGA Tour competition in 17 months, Woods finished with a 4-over-76 at Torrey Pines yesterday. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Bubba Dixon here for Tom Light Chevrolet to wish you a happy new year. What's the perfect way to ring in your 2017 with an amazing deal on a new car, truck, or SUV? Like a new 2017 Chevrolet Cruze Sedan LT at an incredibly low payment of just $176 a month. That's right, only $176 a month with zero down for a new Chevy Cruze at Tom Light Chevrolet. New year, new deals, and new choices. Over 200 cars, trucks, and SUVs available. Tom Light Chevrolet off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or for the most competitive online pricing around, TomLight.com. Take the Tom Light Challenge for yourself and see why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Based on 39-month lease, zero due at signing, no security deposit required. TTL and fees extra. Lease with approved credit. Additional charge of 25 cents per mile over 32,500 miles. Not all will qualify. Expires 1/31/17. See dealer for details.
After my first pregnancy, I started getting pains in my legs and noticed spider and bulging veins popping up. For years, I'd watched my mom suffer with painful, knotty varicose veins, but she was too embarrassed to do anything. I love my mom and my legs, so I decided to take us both to Vein Clinics of America.
With over 200,000 successful procedures performed, Vein Clinics of America is the largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring the natural beauty of your legs in as little as 1 hour with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by insurance.
Vein Clinics of America doctors are amazing. I got my beautiful legs back. Mom?
Thank you, honey. My legs are now pain-free for the first time in years. I can even wear dresses again.
Start the new year right by getting your beautiful legs back. Schedule a free fast-track consultation with one of our doctors. Call 800-600-2020. That's 800-600-2020. 800-600-2020.
Shall we do some weather? Okay. Brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side, the Kilgore Insurance Group. Call them at 776-1900. Stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Going to be all right today. Sunshine, that's the good news, actually, all the way through about Wednesday next week. About 56 for a high today, near 60 tomorrow and on Sunday. Kind of cool in the evenings. It's 40 right now. And, oh, by the way, near 70 on Tuesday, just so you know. WTAW, College Station, Bryan, 7 o'clock.